think it's symptomatic of how our current government has neglected our frontline staff right across society. And in regard to Garda numbers, it's so sad that along with Garda, our health workers see it far more advantageous to leave our country, leave our shores and go working abroad. It comes back to a simple thing of pay and conditions, but most of all, it's about respect. And, you know, as we see Garda numbers continue to fall, society is the loser because we need to have visible Garda on our streets, not to enforce the law, but just to be there that everyone knows the law exists. And sadly, again, across society, respect seems to be lacking. We need to have a civil society for us all. So it would be very important to see Garda numbers increase. And I would love to see so many of our rural Garda stations that were tragically and wrongly, in my opinion, shut down. We need to get Garda back in the communities where they can be visible and seen and help our people feel safe in their own communities.
This is something the INTO have really spoken passionately about in the last few days, few weeks, in the lead up to this general election, with party leader Padraig Tobin really looking to get this forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, in general, I mean, it is obviously, as I said, it's about people who serve society, frontline be it health, and in our Garda numbers as well. We need to show respect to the people who carry out the essential work that keep our society moving in a good direction. And once that void happens, other people are quite happy to sit into that and miscommunicate and divide people. We can't be setting people against each other in society. We have to pull together as a society. And that means treating our frontline staff with respect. And that starts law and order.